I'm Liz Pelka. Talks in Sudan to resolve the long standoff between the military and civilians over the handover of power since the ousting of President Omar al-Bashir have made a breakthrough. A deal after marathon efforts from regional and international envoys and mediators. Mohamed Alamin has more from African Union mediator Mohamed Hassan Labat in Khartoum.
The two sides have agreed to share power for 3 years with the formation of a sovereignty council that will be chaired by rotation between the military and civilians, Labat said. He further pointed out that they also agreed to form a government of independent technocrats led by a prime minister. For his part, the TMC deputy chairman, Mohammed Hamdan, also known as Himeti, has welcomed the agreement, stressing that the TMC is fully committed to implement it. He further emphasized the Transitional Military Council would work in partnership with the opposition alliance to widen the agreement and allow the representation of the entire Sudanese people in the transitional period.
According to the agreement, the formation of the transitional parliament will be postponed for a maximum 90 days and an independent and national investigation committee will be formed to probe the killing of civilians in Sudan. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked the coastal U.S. state of California Thursday, leaving injuries, fires, and dozens of strong aftershocks. Seismologists say the seismic rupture occurred just 9 kilometers beneath the Earth's surface, which amplified its effect. Here's seismologist Lucy Jones.
There is about a 1 in 20 chance that this location will be having an even bigger earthquake within the next few days, that we have not yet seen the biggest earthquake of the sequence.
This was the largest earthquake to strike Southern California in 20 years. This is VOA News. A UN report accuses the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of extrajudicial killings and of repressive measures aimed at neutralizing political opponents. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet presented the report Friday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the Council in Geneva.
Michelle Bachelet, the UN Human Rights Chief, says perceived political opponents and human rights defenders are subject to threats, smear campaigns, and widespread abuse, including torture, sexual violence, killings, and enforced disappearance.
Excessive and lethal force has repeatedly been used against protesters. My office has also documented excessive use of force in the context of security operations by the Special Action Forces, with multiple killings mainly of young men.
Bachelet warns Venezuelans will continue to flee their country in unprecedented numbers if the abuse does not end and the dire economic situation does not improve. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Responding, Venezuela's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, William Castillo, tells the UN Council there is no humanitarian crisis in Venezuela. He says his government is maintaining peace and democracy and flatly rejects the criminal accusation against the military and security forces of massive human rights violations. U.S. government lawyers are scrambling to meet a Friday afternoon deadline to offer good reason for including a citizenship question on the country's 2020 census. If not, lawyers must stipulate that a question is no longer needed. The Supreme Court has already ruled that the government's reasoning for including the question did not meet standards for a clear explanation of why it should be asked. The census is a count of people in the United States that takes place every 10 years. The stepson of Malaysian ex-prime minister Najib Razak is free on bail. This after pleading not guilty on Friday to laundering $248 million from the 1MDB state investment fund. Hollywood producer of the Wolf on Wall Street, Riza Aziz, is the third person in his family to face charges in the scandal. The charge sheets said the money was misappropriated from the 1MDB and channeled into bank accounts of his Hollywood company. Riza could face up to 5 years in prison, a fine, or both on each count if he is convicted. 83 African migrants drowned and only 3 survived when their boat sank this week off the Tunisian coast. It went down in the Mediterranean 2 days ago, just hours after launching from the Libyan town of Zuwara. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's VOA.